Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Armed American Radio Network, and we've got callers on the line. David in Whitewater, Colorado, we're going to get to you momentarily. Hang on there. Don't go anywhere. Tom in Modesto, California, I see you there, and I see what you want to talk about. We're going to get to you, too. But first, 877-956-9566 brings you into the other remaining open line. If you want to jump in there and talk about the Stossel Show or anything else about anything that goes bang and pow, we'd love to have you. Mark at armedamericanradio.org, Mark at armedamericanradio.org, and twitter.com/AARMark. Folks, I got to tell you, a lot of interest in the United States Concealed Carry Association. Get involved. Join the USCCA.com. Join the USCCA.com. You can also go over, if you're not ready to join, head on over to armedamericanradio.org and click on the state CCW laws there. We'll just click on it. We're going to give you a PDF. It's awesome. We've gotten great feedback. Thousands and thousands, 60 or 70,000 people, plus pushing up close to 100,000 people, have downloaded their respective state laws. They're changing constantly. It's free. It's hassle-free. Just get in there, click on it, download it, and check it out. And we'll start, we'll make you aware of the USCCA. And when you're ready to pull the trigger, I love that, head over to jointheuscca.com and join us. We've got some really good, I put together three packages for you. So head over there. You'll find something you like. We got some free giveaways to you. One of them is the 107 Handgun Accuracy Secrets. Oh, man, let me tell you something, folks. People have been paying $60-$70 for this thing. It has got some, it's written by some of the best trainers in the country, Masad Ayoub, Gabe Suarez, Kathy Jackson, and a host of others. Amazing advice, and we're going to give it to you free if you head over to jointheuscca.com. So pick your package and enjoy. We want you. We need you. The fight is just beginning. If you were listening in Hour 1, Otis McDonald joined us. We're very proud to have him. Outstanding. So, man, I'm telling you, this is it. Armed American Radio. You're not going to get this information anywhere else. David in Whitewater, Colorado, we're going to get to you in just a second. But first, I'm joined by David Burnett from Students for Concealed Carry on Campus. We're going to bring you back. Welcome back to the broadcast.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, let's take a call. David's been kind enough to hold in Whitewater, Colorado. David in Whitewater, Colorado. That's a beautiful place, man. What's happening out there today?
I'm having a good day today.
Good.
It's culminating in listening to Armed American Radio.
Hey, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Well, today the Tea Party activists had prospective politicians that are conservatives and pro-Second Amendment and trying to get us to vote for them, and they're going to get my vote.
What did they say that you liked?
Well, they're pro Second Amendment for one, but they're pro Constitution, getting back to the Constitution.
See, that's the most important thing.
Take our country back.
That's the most important thing, and that's where people's eyes are awake. You're right, David. That's where people's eyes are awake. David Burnett, he's right.
Tomorrow,
absolutely.
Tomorrow, I'm going to
add anything to it.
Yeah. Okay, David and Kyle, David. David in Whitewater, Colorado. Go ahead. We have two Davids here. Go ahead, David in Whitewater.
Oh, well, I thought I was already talking.
Okay, you said tomorrow what?
Tomorrow I'm going for my concealed carry, apply for my concealed carry permit. I've been through all the classes and got all my money gathered up and ready to get my concealed carry.
Congratulations, my friend. Enjoy it. Use it. Carry the gun everywhere you're legally able to carry it. Never leave home without it.
Right.
Train with it. Train with it. Train with it. And train with it. Hey, man, I appreciate the phone call. We've got another call coming in on line three. We'll get to that in just a second. David in Whitewater, Colorado, thanks for joining Armed American Radio. David Burnett.
Sir.
Okay, you're back.
I am here.
Our phones are lighting up. We have Tom in Modesto, California. Let's go to Tom in Modesto, California. What's happening out there on the left coast?
On the left coast, man. It's 102 Gore out here today.
I love it. It was 106 Gore Index here today.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it was supposed to be a little bit hotter, but a little more Gore. how you doing, Mark?
I'm doing fantastic. What do you got for us today?
Hey, you know, I'm a little concerned about these Brady people. They're smart enough to realize that they don't want to antagonize smart people that are out there who are really determined. So I think that they use this line of, well, we don't want to take all guns to put people off and kind of, you know, get them off balance a little bit. But believe me, they want to. And I think that they're going to put the full court press on come November. If there's a conservative landslide with kicking a lot of this deadwood and these bleeding heart liberals out of Congress, I think that they're going to put the full court press on a lame duck Congress to pass something that's going to be very, very unpalatable to those of us who really depend upon our Second Amendment freedoms.
Well, you know, you bring up a couple good points, and David and I were just face-to-face with Dennis Hennigan of the Brady campaign, and like I said, nice guy. Wrong. And
yeah.
A bonehead, but a nice guy nonetheless. David, do you have the same fear that Tom out on the left coast has that, you know, I personally believe that, you know, they're going to get spanked around pretty good in November, which is going, you know, they're not going to go down without a fight, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And the next 2 years are going to be very difficult political years for America. Do you think, is the UN thing?
Here's what my thought is on that. I agree with you and with everybody else that, in general, conservatives believe more in individual liberty and therefore believe more in the right of self-protection, self-defense. But the one thing I do hate to see is making this a political... I mean, I know people who have Obama stickers on their car, and they have already signed up for spots in the concealed carry class I'm going to be teaching here coming up in the next few weeks. You know, I have another friend who is a hardcore liberal. We argue about the issues all the time.
He's got a gun in the console of his vehicle.
Well, no. It's a she. And I am well on the way to getting her signed up for that class as well. Because, I mean, this issue has been politicized. And that's what I hate to see, because it shouldn't be. It's about protection and self-defense. And you can't tack an R or a D on the backside of that. I mean, it's like with cars or with any other safety issue, smoke detectors, fire extinguishers, anything like that. It's you're politicized.
Well, it unfortunately has been.
You're absolutely
right.
Yeah,
well, I agree. See, one of the things is, and I can tell you this from personal experience, the liberal that has a gun pointed at them sometime by a criminal, the last thing in their mind is not going to be, I'm glad that I stuck up for what I believed in and eliminated guns. They're going to wish they had one.
Well, I've seen that time and time again. I wrote about it in my book, Lessons from Armed America, from an Ohio politician, Representative Michael DeBose, who voted against Ohio's concealed carry legislation two times. Count them, one, two.
Yeah.
Twice.
Well, Dianne Feinstein carries a pistol.
Sure she does.
She's gotten busted for it numerous times out at San Francisco International.
Sure she
has.
Mr. and Mrs. America, I'll take them away from you when the time is right. If I could do it today, I would take them away. And she has a pistol permit.
It's good for me, but nobody else. And she exemplifies what Daley does in Chicago. I don't care. I don't have to. And it's wrong. We've got to stand up. We've got to get that fire in our bellies that you were talking about. And we've got to put them down. We've got to defeat them.
Well, I think we have it, Tom. I really do.
Well, you know, I've signed a number of people up, in addition to myself and my wife, for the Appleseed classes. I can't tell you how great an idea that is. And I'm a member who goes through a great deal of training every year at FrontSight. But I can tell you that nothing is more important than getting involved and getting other people involved.
Well,
and we've got to do it. We've got to get another every day. We've got to get somebody else involved.
Otis McDonald, who joined us in the first hour of Armed American Radio, is a living, breathing American patriot. Dick Heller is a living, breathing American patriot. These are people that I've had the honor and privilege to get to know and to talk to, who our kids are going to be reading about. And, you know, we're getting ready to take a break, unfortunately, Tom. I want to tell you, thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate
Marcus,
it. Keep listening out there and
spread
the word.
Show. Keep it up, bro.
Well, you can count on it, brother. You can count on
right.
it. Thanks. David, when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about a whole myriad of things because he brought up a lot of great points. And we had, I think we saw some of that come up during the Stossel show this past week, too, in
sure.
bits and pieces, the political issue especially.
This conversation never ends. It just pauses.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And we're at the beginning with the results of tomorrow's decision. Tomorrow's decision is the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. That's beautiful. Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Well known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back. Welcome back. That sounds like me.
I think that was you.
Hey, Sean, we got a call from the Obamas during the break.
Did we?
Yeah, they're very upset about the commercial breaks.
Oh, they're all right.
They can't get enough of Armed American Radio.
Are they eating the cheap popcorn that takes too long to fix?
No, you know what they do? They go to Blockbuster, and they get those little canisters of the white cheddar, and they spread it on the popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And Michelle doesn't like the breaks because it gives Barack time to go outside and smoke.
Oh, well, smoke them if you got them.
Yeah. Tax them because you can.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we were talking about that in New York.
Oh, ridiculous. The price of everything up there is ridiculous. I read something the other day that the average salary in Manhattan, take a guess, what do you think it is?
Oh, I'd say $30,000.
93.
Really?
Which is the equivalent of $30,000 in Dallas.
Oh, well.
In New York City. Very, very expensive. But speaking of Texas, I don't even think you know this. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a great announcement to make, and this would be a prime time to do it because we're talking about Tejas.
Yes.
Yeah, we're adding another Texas station here in the next couple weeks.
Ooh, very nice. Who?
How about them Cowboys?
It's here in Dallas?
Dallas, Texas is coming to the Armed American Radio Network. Now,
who?
I'm not going to give that out yet. I'm just going to tell them you can go and check it out on Facebook. Look up Armed American Radio on Facebook. And when you do that, click the like button. We're about 50 away from our goal, will you? At least the goal for this week. But this would be a good time to say that I really don't like the Cowboys. Because Dallas isn't listening yet. We have fans listening in Dallas. I'm sorry, but it's really not the Cowboys. It's just their owner that I'm not a big fan of. Well, I don't like owners that walk around the sidelines. And
believe me, everybody here in Dallas can understand that. Yeah, well, the same way.
One other thing, too. A big hats off to my number 14, Tony Stewart, today for giving Jimmy Johnson a run for his money and pulling in second in the NASCAR race today, which was a beautiful thing, and moving from 10th to 9th, which was great.
Where were they racing at?
They were in New Hampshire today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and boy, they were racing hard in New Hampshire today, too. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know who Alyssa Thomas is? Sean, do you know who Alyssa Thomas is?
No.
David Burnett from Students for Concealed Carry on Campus is joining me for the remainder of the broadcast, which is a great thing. I should have announced that earlier. David, do you know who Alyssa Thomas is? Is David with us?
Yeah.
David Burnett, are you with us?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes. Do you know who Alyssa Thomas is?
Is it Clarence Thomas's daughter?
No.
I have no idea.
That's great right there.
I asked somebody that earlier, and they said, it was a producer here in Atlanta that said, well, that would be the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Thomas. That's a true statement. However, Alyssa Thomas is 6 years old, and she's been placed on the government's no-fly list. And you know how they found out? When they showed up at the airport for a flight, and they notified the family that she was on the list of restricted flyers, and the parents said, quote unquote, "We were like puzzled," said her dad. I'm like, well, she's kind of 6 years old, and this is not like something that should be typical. So when they tried to clear the issue up, folks, with Homeland Security, and I'm quoting now, they received a letter notifying them that it could not be changed. I mention this for one reason. The next time you hear the left, and it is the left, and the next time you hear Schumer and Feinstein and Boxer and the two that really just kill me, Dodd and Frank, when you got both their names on a bill, run the opposite direction. The Frank-Dodd bill or the Dodd-Frank bill, go the other way, folks. But when you hear this from them, we can't be letting people on the terrorist watch list buy guns. This is what we're talking about. You know, Teddy Kennedy wound up on that list.
Wow.
But, of course, he was able to make a phone call.
And get off of it.
Because he's the lion of the Senate. And get himself off the list and fly around. Alyssa Thomas, 6 years old, can't. Now, there are thousands of cases like this, thousands and thousands of cases like this across the country, David.
Didn't Joan Rivers run into some similar trouble at an airport at some point?
God, I hope so. I always thought she was a riot on the old Carson show, you know, but boy, I don't know. But my point is that the next time you hear this, this is why the NRA is fighting. Now, see, the media doesn't portray it that way. The NRA wants people on our no-fly list to be able to buy guns. No, no, no. The NRA wants legitimate people like this to have to be able to take their names off that list. And the point that they're making is, once the Department of Homeland Security puts your name on this list, how do you get off of it? A six-year-old can't get off of it.
Now, is that the list that says you cannot fly at all, or is that the list that just says you've got to go through a bunch of extra screening first?
No fly.
So they kicked the six-year-old off the plane and they let the parents fly?
Parents didn't go without her. No fly. And here's what they said. She's been flying since she was 2 months old, so that has not been an issue. In fact, we had traveled to Mexico in February, and there were no issues at that time.
Where were they flying at? What airport were they flying out of?
I don't know. I don't know where they got it.
Because I know when I flew...
It's an Ohio family.
I knew when I came from Washington, they put me through about 30 minutes of pure chaos over my media stuff.
Well, I remember that when you were going up to the Second Amendment March. So I remember that.
Yeah.
And you had your media badge and everything.
I had my media badge, everything. And they gave me a what for and a how to. And actually, it was awful, man. And then they wanted to rescreen the whole plane when we were going to take off.
Well, because of your electronic equipment.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I don't have a problem with safety.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
They were trying to find explosives. I'm like, it's a computer.
Right. Well, you know, this girl's 6 years old. Alyssa Thomas is 6 years old. We'll discuss it more in the roundtable. We've got the rest of the show is really going to be a roundtable, but I thought that was interesting, and I wanted to point that out, that that's why we have a problem with this, because we don't know how people's names get on that list. You can't get them off the list, and there are thousands and thousands and thousands of cases like that, and this is just a real problem. David, comments?
Well, honestly, Mark, for reasons I can't really go into on the air, I'd have to recuse myself from any discussions regarding airline security. But, yeah, I agree with you that we shouldn't allow anybody who's just under suspicion. We shouldn't prohibit them from defending themselves.
It's the ability to clear your name. There are mistakes made. And you know, it's like I said in New York, that and I think it was when you and I were having dinner. Until somebody can tell me that, and guarantee me that all criminals are disarmed, fine.
Well, and that's exactly what we've been telling some of the colleges. You cannot enforce a gun ban by putting up signs. Some colleges don't even put up signs. I mean, my alma mater, the University of Kentucky, recently got into a bit of a kerfuffle with its students because it banned smoking on campus.
Well, you see, here's the problem with bans. Bans don't work. Pretty much that simple, folks. We'll get back to it when we come back after these messages. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll have some more fun for another half hour. See you in just a second.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
We're back. Check out this email. Hey, Mark, I love the program and your Bonehead Awards. I know this wonderful fellow has already won at least one, but he needs to be nominated for another, Mr. Felipe Calderon. How about that one, Sean?
Oh, yes.
Mexico's
definitely.
President. Yeah, let's listen to the rest of this email.
All
and,
right.
And we'll comment on it. It says, I live in Texas, and you have to, and you live in Texas, too.
Yep.
And have to say, Texans and our semi-auto rifles are not the cause of corruption, lack of control, and over 24,000 murders in the past couple of years. It's not our fault. Ciudad Juarez is the most dangerous city in the world. That means city of Juarez. Maybe if you allowed the law-abiding citizens in your corrupt world country to arm and protect themselves, they would help get things in order. The Second Amendment is not up for debate. God bless Arizona. I wish the Texas governor had the stones to sign similar laws to protect us here as Arizona instead of worrying about his hair.
That's funny. Actually, there is a representative that is working on a state representative that is working on a bill that's just like the Arizona bill. And he's going to put it on January. This coming January.
I think you're going to see a lot of those bills. Nebraska's working on one too, from what I understand, you know, it is amazing to me that a U.S. president is siding with a foreign government in attacking a U.S. state.
And suing. Mexico is suing a U.S. state.
Correct. In collusion with the U.S. government against a U.S. state for a law that the state passed within its own borders that 87% plus of American citizens support.
And you know the crazy thing about it, if the government or Barack and company were doing what the Constitution says that they should do, we wouldn't even be having this discussion.
Now, especially since Arizona mirrored the federal law.
Absolutely.
And Governor Jan Brewer is doing an outstanding job. Ladies and gentlemen, go to Arizona. Spend your money in Arizona. There are some very cool places in Arizona. I speak from personal experience. My favorite place to travel, Tombstone, Arizona, is a fun place to see. Head up to Flagstaff and ski. Hey, that sounded pretty good.
Ooh.
You like that?
I might have to do that myself.
Right. People say, oh, it's too hot. I don't want to go to Tombstone. Tombstone's 4,500 feet above Phoenix. Be 120 in Phoenix. It's 92 in Tombstone and Sierra Vista. Go check it out. It's a dry heat. Don't you love that?
Yeah. It's a dry gore.
It's a dry gore. It's an oven, folks. But you know what? There's cactus there. And that's what part of what makes it fun at this time of the year. It's also cheap to go at this time of year, too. But get yourself out to the Scottsdale Gun Club while you're there. I've been there and rat-a-tat-tatted-tat-tatted that Tommy gun. And let me tell you, it doesn't get any better than that. You heard it.
Yes, I did.
You can't see it on the radio. Now, this would be a good time to say that you can watch a portion of today's broadcast on Armed American Radio by heading over to the video feed and see Mr. Sean there on your computer screen. We are working on, and we're testing it now over the course of the next few weeks, and so we can get a split screen going in there, and you can catch that feed and get that link at Facebook by checking out Armed American Radio. You did put that that link up there, right, Sean?
Yes, and I'll be putting it up again here in probably about 30 more minutes.
Okay, that works. That's good. We want people to go out and see that. Now, please keep in mind that eventually that will be a split screen. You'll see Sean and I, and we'll take this form of media to the next form of media and the next form of media until Armed American Radio is in every living room in this country, and you can be just like Barack and Michelle and eat popcorn and watch and listen.
I'm sure they are watching, too.
Oh, I just...
I would not doubt it.
Well, you know, somewhere in the White House Situation Room is a gigantic 80-foot screen with you on it right now.
Well, I hope not.
That would be a situation,
that would be a situation.
That would be a situation.
And I don't look like the situation either, so that would be a big one.
I love it. I think it's great. Oh, man. Some comments that have come into the website. Are you on XM Sirius? I have it in my patrol vehicle and would like to listen to you as I patrol since no one in North Carolina carries you yet.
Wow,
thanks.
That's nice.
Officer, we're working on that, and that will happen. We'll let you know when that does happen. But that's just very cool that you want to listen to Armed American Radio while you're on patrol.
Well, you know, the nice thing is we have law enforcement that embrace conceal and carry. That's the thing. That's the key right there.
It definitely is the key. In fact, if you ask Dennis Hennigan of the Brady campaign.
That's exactly where I was going.
Okay, go there because you watched it on the show. Yeah. You and I talked while you were watching
it
last night.
One of the things he claimed that law enforcement had issue with people that concealed carry, and I was like, well, if that's the case, then I'm missing something because I've always heard the opposite.
Well, we have talked to how many sheriffs on this show over the last year?
Three, four?
Gosh, even more than that. In fact, David Burnett is joining us. He's back, and he's going to stick with us. David, welcome back to Armed American Radio.
Thanks, Mark. Have you gotten a chance yet to tell your listeners about the law enforcement officer we encountered on the streets of New York?
Not yet. And hold on to that. Hold on to that. You're a step ahead of me.
Okay.
Let's back up for 1 second. We're talking, we've had a number of sheriff's deputies, we have had a sheriff's deputy on here.
Yes.
Local, and we need to get him back. But we had one sheriff in particular that you brought up on the Stossel show in Colorado, David, about, he flat out, I loved it. He was quoted across the nation that, I will not enforce the ban on concealed carry permit holders. My signature is on those permits, David.
Absolutely. He has had the chance, the rare opportunity that a few sheriffs have had to observe as the experiment, if you will, on college campuses where we actually see. I mean, he is at Colorado State University. It has two different campuses there, and he's had the chance to observe what happens. And so he has the rare perspective that almost no other sheriff has when he can go to Colorado State University and say, I don't know what you're talking about this added risk. I'm looking at crime numbers that have dropped. I'm looking at absolutely no problems reported, not a single accidental discharge of a firearm on campus, not a single theft, not a single brandishing. I don't know what you guys are talking about. And yeah, he has very bravely stood up and said that he will not allow them to use his jail to lock up any student that will try for carrying a concealed weapon. And that's the only jail they have to use, by the way. And then he said that he will show up in court and he will fight for them.
And it's a moot point now because the Board of Governors backed down in the face of an onslaught from the public. You know, when he's been on the show, we'll try to get him back on. That was a tremendous interview because he was successful. I'd like to see what he has to say about that now. And his name is escaping me now, and I apologize. David, do you know the sheriff's name out there?
Oh, my goodness. You're catching me on the same blank. I'm going to
we'll look it up
here and get back to you.
We'll look it up and give him credit, and maybe Sean can pull him up. If I get to multitasking, I'm going to do what I did at the bottom or at the top of the last show where I just lost track of time and didn't even realize because time flies so fast that the show was over. But that's okay. You got to listen to a minute of Ted Nugent riffing his axe.
Alderden.
Alderden, yes. Sheriff Alderden, thank you very much for that, Sheriff Alderden. We'll try to get him back on. But that comment on the website came from Sarge712. You got to love that. So
very
that's
nice.
Good to know, and you're right. We do have tremendous amount of support from law enforcement. I see the emails. I see what you send in to us. I'm a sheriff's deputy in Sacramento. Thanks for what you're doing. I'm a sheriff's deputy in Pueblo, Colorado. I'm a sheriff's deputy here. I'm a police officer here.
And there you go.
It means the world to us because the rank-and-file officers that I encounter, like David mentioned, and he was a step ahead of me, when we come back from the upcoming break, that is exactly where I want to go with him because this is a New York City officer that David and I spoke to on the streets in front of Rockefeller Plaza. You know where I'm talking about, folks, the ice skating rink there in one of the most anti-gun cities in America, and you will love what this officer had to say. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. We're filling your prescription for freedom. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll be right back after these messages. Stick around.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go inside the waistband holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco Gun Leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Gallagher, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
877-956-9566 if you want to light up our phones. We love getting phone calls. We've gotten a ton of them over the past few shows, and it's always good to talk to folks around the country, especially from every corner.
We had just had a caller on, and he wanted to know, do we have any of the results of the sheriff races in California?
Yeah, Bill Hunt lost.
Oh, man.
And he failed to force a runoff by 9/10 of a percentage point. Yeah, 9/10 of a percentage point.
Wow.
So, you know, hey, you know what? You live to fight the next fight.
That's true.
And believe me, Bill Hunt's going to get in there. But it's such an uphill battle in these areas.
That's true, too.
It is such a terrible battle because the media has just... You know, I don't want to say changed minds.
Well, it's an agenda, and the left has always tried to use "let us take care of you" agenda. And like you were saying earlier with the cigarettes, and you know, they try to figure out if they can't keep you from doing it, they'll try to tax you from doing it. Or with Mayor Daley, you know, he's going to pull some stunt to where, matter of fact, we had a caller last hour that said that when he was there, I believe in 1998, it was $20 per weapon that you had.
That's not surprising.
So, you know, that's outrageous.
You know, if you're one of those folks that transfers to California because that's where your job takes you, and you don't have a choice, especially in today's economic climate.
Absolutely.
Barack's economic climate. We're not blaming Bush anymore. We're way past that.
We're past Bush, yeah.
Yeah, we're way past that one.
You know, after, what, almost 2 years, it's enough.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm, go play golf while the oil's gushing.
I was kind of done with that in 6 months.
Yeah, so was everybody else. At least everybody I know, right? But that's the same statement that you hear from the liberals in the newsroom. I don't know anybody that voted for this guy. Well, that's because you're all like-minded.
Oh, I do.
You know, I admit that I run with like-minded people.
I do. I admit I know a few.
Well, yeah, I do too. I do too. I mean, I have a big "do not tread on me" flag. Don't tread on me flag hanging up in front of my house.
I'm working on getting one of those and a flagpole, matter of fact. I want a flagpole in front of my house.
Well, good. I want to see you on national news when the Neighborhood Association insists that you take it down and you refuse and it says don't tread on me.
Yeah, but they're going to have problems because my neighbor across the street has a flagpole, and I'm like, you know what? I need to do the same thing. I want a flagpole.
There you go. Well, you ask my 6-year-old little boy, What does that flag mean? And he'll look right at you while he's throwing his tennis ball, and he'll say, "Get off my back!"
Very nice.
You got to love it. And then you can say, "Can you help me put my Glock back together?" And he knows how to reassemble the Glock. Get off my back, and can I help you do that? Get off my back, and can I help you put that Glock back together? Yep. Those things, that's great.
Yep.
Unlike the term career politician. Those words don't belong in the same sentence, but get off my back, don't tread on me, and can I help you reassemble your Glock? Do belong in the same sentence. Ladies and gentlemen, you're back on the Armed American Radio Network. Use the number 877-956-9566. Let us know what's on your brain cells. And we're talking with David Burnett from Students for Concealed Carry on campus, who had a really tough job on the Stossel show because he heard comments like this from John Stossel. Do guns belong on campus? On college campuses? I went to college. I was pretty irresponsible when I was in school. In fact, I was drunk a lot of the time. Drunk and irresponsible. The idea scares me. David, more guns? Less crime?
Well, you know, I don't think it was quite as tough of a road to plow as you might think. I mean, in one sense it is, because to the average citizen, and maybe even to a good deal of your listeners, who, by the way, if they have objections or challenges, I want to hear them, and I want a chance to respond to them, and I would encourage them to call in. But when I hear those challenges, I mean, all I have to go back to is saying, once a state licenses someone to carry a concealed weapon, they have already gone through that state's process, whatever that process is. And you may have quarrels about whatever it is, and if you do, you've got to take it up with your state legislature. But for now, we have laws that govern and regulate this sort of thing, and whether it's difficult or whether it's easy, the state trusts you to carry a concealed weapon. And once I got my permit, I began carrying. All these other students that have the permits, students, faculty, staff, begin carrying that weapon. Once you license them to carry, you have to have very good reasons to deprive them of that right. And in my opinion, you have to have a mechanism in place to guarantee their safety. And we talk about, you were talking about airports earlier, and there's courthouses and jails and some places where it makes sense to forbid the carry of arms. But secure a perimeter so that you can guarantee that nobody else is carrying arms either. Because the colleges, all they want to do is declare their entire campus, sometimes hundreds of acres, nestled right in and among and next to the buildings and the cities and the sidewalks of downtown, which can be high crime, and they want to declare those gun-free zones. And the only way they enforce it is by having a rule on the books.
Now, I can tell you from personal experience, I went to, and I told Colin Goddard this from Virginia Tech when I first introduced myself to him. You know, I mean, I felt horrible for the kid. I can't imagine going through what he went through. I truly can't. And he's a good kid. He's just wrong on the issue. But I went to college 9 miles from him, roughly 9 miles. I went to Radford University down there in southwestern Virginia. Beautiful area. Very rural. Lots of gun owners because we had guns on in school. And I lived off campus when I was at Radford, but we had guns. And we went hunting. And we went shooting. And we drove out into the mountains. And we had a lot of fun. And blood wasn't running in the streets, David. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, this is one thing that I applaud David on when he was on the show. He had said that, you know.
Let's clarify, you're talking about the Stossel show.
The Stossel show,
Business.
Yes, on Fox
that is
Business.
That is actually running in 5 minutes, folks.
And he had said that it's not. He's trying to change where people that are already lawfully concealed carry people can carry their weapons. And here's the thing that I put it together with. We will send our young men and women to Iraq to fight a war.
With a fully automatic weapon at 18.
Exactly.
And we
18.
Won't trust them with a semi-automatic pistol or revolver when we get back. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, and David, you said on the show, we're not trying, and you answered him point blank, we're not trying to restrict or to change who carries.
Exactly.
We're trying to change where they can carry. And
exactly.
I want to point this out. That, again, we're butting up against the clock. And you and I had a conversation with a New York City police officer that is fascinating. And we'll take that into the roundtable. Okay, David?
All right, good for me.
Because we just, there wasn't enough time here. And well, there was. We just kind of got sidetracked talking about a lot of fun stuff. And then Sean had to run his gator.
Oh, well,
and I'm watching him on TV here. I guess you want to call this TV, modern TV. But when we do come back, David, I want to explore that with you for a full segment because it was fascinating.
Yeah. The actual cop with the gun on his hip, the man who has the boots on the ground in Chicago, and there he is.
In New York.
Concealed carry. Right. New York.
And
on my mind tonight, baby.
That's okay. Hey, we all do, and that's a beautiful thing. We're just waiting for tomorrow morning. And we got I think you'll find this interesting. We got an email from a listener that says, when are you going to be on in Western Kentucky? We need you in Western Kentucky. And we couldn't agree more, and you're in Kentucky.
Absolutely. So, more the central part of the state where we combine the city and the country.
That's a beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network, and when we come back, and we will come back, we're going to explore that conversation with that New York City cop, a real New York City cop who talks like this because he was from New York. And we got to talking to him, and he says, so what are you doing here? And we told him we were going to be on the Stossel show, More Guns, Less Crime. He goes, my God, what are you doing in New York? You can't even have a toy gun here. And he's right about that. That's exactly right. So when we come back, we'll talk about that in the roundtable with David Burnett and whoever else wants to chime in. 877-956-9566. If you want to participate in the roundtable, feel free to join us. Email us at mark@armedamericanradio.org. Thanks for listening to Armed American Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat.
Jealous me by the clamor now, baby. Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.